Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Hey, we heard this week Jeff Parsons is going to be leaving Lincoln Trail Conference territory. He's taken an administrative job at Fulton High School, assistant principal, athletic director. Jeff Parsons, congratulations, but I must say we're going to miss you in the LTC. You're going to miss us a little bit, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's been a great ride. I think, you know, I put that on my post too. I think the LTC is one of the best small school conferences, if not the best in the state. And it'll be fine, without me, you know, so it's a great conference. I love my time in the LTC, no question.
And you were kind of the official or unofficial or highly paid or not paid sports information officer of the Lincoln Trail Conference. You weren't paid in that role, but you kept the website up to date as it relates to all sports. I loved you doing that, and I hope whoever comes in or somebody within the conference will take over that role. That was a real labor of love for you, right?
It was, you know, and I tell you, I'm not very handy when it comes to technology and that. So there were some glitches in it, but I did the best I could. And our tech director, Jason Phelps, helped me as well and stuff. It's pretty good, but we've actually got Brad Jacobson, the AD at Knoxville, is going to take it over. This was before I even knew I was leaving, because I just felt like there was more to offer. And he's got a new website set up, and he's going to start taking the scores and posting all that stuff and the schedules, and it's going to look 10 times better than it ever has. And I need to post a link on my Twitter to try to get everybody on that, because he's going to start with baseball and softball this spring and then go right into the fall. So it'll look a ton better. He's a Google master, and that's something I can't even come close to doing. So be fine.
Well, but the information was, I mean, to me, is all that matters. Get the information out there, because it's been tough to get information sometimes, and there's less newspapers and less media sources, traditional media sources covering high school sports like they used to. So it's tough to find that information. So a tip of the cap to you for that. All right. So, you know, going to be an AD and an assistant principal. So that says to me, you're not going to be coaching. How tough is that going to be for you, man? You've been doing that for so long.
Yeah. This summer will be 30 years. It's a long time to coach. And who would have thought that my mentor, Coach Anderson, would have outlasted me, but he did. And, you know, I think he's still going, but, it's something different. You know, I think my family's a little bit surprised, but I've had my administration degree since 2005. And my plan was always, when I got to year 30, in the last 4 or 5 years, I'd like to be an administrator. It was always a challenge of me. Can I run a school as an administrator, like I do a basketball team or an athletic, you know, venue, you know, as an AD, can I do that? So, you know, getting out of the classroom, not that that's a bad thing. That's where a lot of relationships are made and things. But, and Weathersfield's been a great place. It's obviously, I told my players this morning, it was official at the Fulton board meeting last night. And respectfully, I kept it quiet until they approved it. And then, you know, they did a great job of recruiting me and selling their product. And I'm really happy to be up there. But, you know, it was tough. I met with my players this morning at 7:30 and told them, and you know, it was a little emotional, and so everybody's a little sad today, but you know, I think we move on and do the best we can for the future. You know, I always have a special place in my heart for that, for the LTC and Weathersfield. Obviously, it's been great to my family and I, no question.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. I mean, that had to be a difficult decision for you to step away from there, because I just, to be quite honest, I can't imagine being over there and you not being there.
Yeah, several people have said that, you know, and stuff. So I think it's, you know, I've got 3 young assistants. I don't know if they'll get the job or not. You know, I think this is a great position. I think they'll have somebody come in that's of quality. It's a great job. We've got, you know, great kids here and good programs and great coaches to work for. So, but, you know, I didn't want to stunt their growth also. You know, I think that my coaches that I have with me right now are really, really legit and good coaches. So, you know, I don't want to, you know, stunt their growth at all either. And I don't really know if they have any interest in it or not, but you know, it's, if we don't get some of these young coaches in here, then it's going to be like the referee situation where you're reffing your own games and kids are coaching their own games. So, you know, Yeah, so, hopefully I can mentor, you know, people at a different angle like I have, and just from the administration side. So just something a little different. But you know me, I'll always have my hand in the IBCA. I'm still going to be able to do that because Fulton's in our district and things. So I'll still be able to promote kids and you know, still do the social media things just from a different angle.
So, you know, it's interesting then when we talk about your career. So I know you grew up, I say, in the area. You attended Williamsfield High School is where you graduated from. Now, was your first teaching job at Roseville, or did you teach and coach somewhere else before there?
No, from 91 to 97, I was at Camp Point Central. And very good experience for me down there. You know, they've got good sports programs. I was under, I've been very fortunate to play for a Hall of Fame coach. And then I was under Paul Russell, who pitched for the Cubs the first year. He's a Camp Point guy. He was the head basketball coach. And so I learned from him, and he had some great stories about the Cubs and things like that. So in Major League Baseball, and then Pat Rafferty came in, he's in the IBCA Hall of Fame, and I learned from him, and you know, just been very fortunate. And then from there, Coach Rafferty had a college roommate that was in Missouri that was a superintendent. He wanted me to come out to Missouri for 2 years and coach, and I did. And, you know, we had a couple state runs and didn't quite get to state, but we were state ranked in Northeast Nottoway in Ravenwood, Missouri. And then my dad unfortunately got sick with cancer, and he called me and said, "Hey, the Roseville AD and basketball coach job's open. Will you take it so you can so I can see my grandkids?" And I'm glad I did, because he passed away in 03. And so that was great. And then the 03 was the time I came to Wethersfield. Thank God to Gene Hulick. He's the one that came down to Roseville and got me. He was AD up here, still a great friend and a mentor of me. And so been lucky enough to be up here for a long time. So, you know, had I wanted to stay in coaching, I would have never left Leaf Goose Island. You know that. So, yeah.
So we're you know, I know I talk to you all the time, but we're still in a good place as it relates to high school sports. You think you still feel good about, you know, where we're at?
I do. You know, I think that, you know, I haven't changed a lot. You know, we talked about, you know, Coach Anderson, I talk a lot about that. You know, people say kids are changing. Kids aren't changing. You know, I think that we as a society are changing a little bit, but, you know, we still hold the standard that we do to, you know, hold them to. And I haven't really changed my coaching ways at all. You know, kids want to be disciplined. They want to be told what to do. And, you know, they love structure, and they, you know, and if you've got a product that's successful, they really like that. So, you know, that's just been it. It's always been about the kids for me. It's never been about wins. It's never been about being in the Hall of Fame, or it's all about kids. What can we do to promote kids? You know, my proudest moment this year was the 5 kids we've had signed to different colleges to play football and softball. And we had a D1 swimmer this year, you know, is promoting that stuff. To me, is golden, you know. And if I can help Fulton out a little bit, and they're doing some good things, if I can just help them out a little bit, you know, and spend some time there, then my job's good, you know. So it's all about kids, Mr. Taylor.
Yep, I know that, man. All right, so you're headed to the Northwest Upstate Illini Conference. I think that's great. That's a good fit for you. And I think the other interesting story about you, you know, that you kind of follow along. So when you first came to Wethersfield, I think that was pre-co-op, right? And then
it was, yeah.
So that's a, you know, that's a delicate equation to make sure that it works. But it looks like, you know, even if there were challenges early on, to me, it has always looked like Anawan and Wethersfield kind of go together with the co-op arrangement that they put on the field. Now, I know it probably wasn't easy early on. I get that. But it seems like it's been a smooth transition. And I think in small school sports, you know, those are the kind of the nuanced things we have to deal with. Can we accept co-ops, right? Or can we accept consolidation? Can we accept 8-man football? Or can we accept any of these, like, things that we see with demographics in small school districts where we have to cope with some of that stuff? So what about that?
Yeah, it's the Anawan Wethersfield Co-op is absolutely amazing. It's of course, I was lucky enough to be with Coach Pierce at Roseville Yorkwood when we co-op there, coming off when Roseville was my first year as AD there, coming off the co-op with Avon, and we put that together, and that really helped me when we started the co-op here at and one Weathersfield. I mean, the, we have a committee, which is mandatory in my mind. If you're going to co-op, we have the soups, we have the two ADs, we have two board members from each school, and we are the, we're just all on the same page. The best thing we can do for kids is what we want to do. And it's a great marriage. It really is. And, you know, Mr. Nordstrom up there does a great job. Mr. Kazabowski, you know, Mr. Huber and myself as ADs, you know, it's all about the kids. And, you know, there was really never a, you know, I coached baseball there for 11 years and I coached baseball the second year. And the first thing I told him, I said, we're not Anawan. We're not Weathersfield. We are the Titans. And it just stuck. I said, I don't care where you're from. If you can help us be successful, you're going to be a very important part of us. I, you know, there's no, well, I'm from Anawan. I'm from Weathersfield. You know, it's all about, you know, the the kids and getting them together. And now, I mean, I just went to a wedding of a kid from Weathersfield that married an Anawan girl. And how many Titans were in the crowd? Hundreds. And man, was that fun to see. They grow up, they become best friends, they go to college together. And yeah, it's been a great marriage. I hear horror stories from other schools and about, oh, this co-op and that co-op, but it's never been that way with us. It's tremendous. And, you know, we've had great coaches, obviously, from Brandon, who's at Sherrard now, to Logan, who's an Aledo graduate, played for Cully. And now, you know, Tony Grip, who played for both those guys, and you see what they're doing, you know, he's doing what they used to do, you know, and it's just real fun to watch. And we got Pat Keene in baseball now, and, you know, he's a baseball guy and, you know, believes in the Titan way. And it's just, it's amazing. You know, it was a tough decision for me to leave, but, you know, it's great. I mean, this co-op's amazing.
All right. So, and I mean this in the this is the ultimate respect that I'm giving to you. All right. And I mean this. So you're one of my favorite people in this business. I love you and you know that. So,
but, absolutely.
But here's the thing. All right. And this is what I was going to ask you about, you know, from a coaching standpoint and missing like rivalry, because from a, you know, unabashed homer at Mercer County, all right, when I go over to Weathersfield on a Friday night, I'm like, man, I hope the Eagles stick it to that Parsons and the Geese tonight. And I mean that in the ultimate respect,
absolutely.
Because it's, you know, you've created that program. So, and I know you when you're on the sidelines and you're saying, oh man, all right, who we got tonight? All right, who's coming over here tonight? All right, it's the Eagles. All right, so we're going to play them today. So let's get it. I mean, are you going to miss? I mean, that's the interscholastic athletic competition, man. You're going to miss that a little bit, right?
Got to. Yeah. I think my son, I think my daughter understood, my wife understood, my son, who's an official and obviously was an athlete through our systems and things, had a lot of success in baseball and football playoff wise and basketball. But he, you know, I think he asked the same thing. You know, he's thinking, well, is this, how are you going to do that? What's going to solve your competitive itch, you know? And right now it's just, you know, a new job opportunity and trying to do the best I can. Cause you know me, I'm not going to go in and do something halfway. I'm going to go 100,000%. And that's what I was taught at a young age. And that's how I'm going to do it. And, you know, but that competition thing, you know, 30 years is a long time to coach. And, not that I was getting bored with it. You know, everybody probably, you know, we had a down year, but I was like, oh, he's getting out because of a down year. No, that's got nothing to do with it. It's an opportunity to better myself and better our family and, you know, help with the retirement a little bit. And, but yeah, I mean, I miss it. I miss baseball. I go up, supervise Titan games. I'm like, oh man, I wish I was on the third base coaching box. Not when it's 30 and raining, but when it's 70 and sunny, I love it. So, you know, but yeah, I'll miss it, but you know, I don't think I close the door. You know, maybe I retire and get back into it. You know, my daughter's coaching at Monmouth Roseville and stuff like that. So, you know, she was and she stepped back this year for my grandson. She'll get back into it. She's always said that I'd like you to be my assistant. And I said, well, sis, you better be careful what you ask for, because you might not want me there, because I'm pretty set in my ways. So, but you're always, you know, you're one of my favorites, buddy. Well, you do for high school sports in West Central Illinois is amazing. I mean, you're a class act, always have been. And, you know, it's, you know, when you think of Aledo, you think of Jim Taylor and WRMJ and stuff. So, I mean, you know, I called you a bunch of nights for scores and, hey, give me that fresh soft game that went to, you know, I'll probably miss that as much as coaching, but I, you know, hopefully we'll see, you know, we'll be in touch and,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
I'll try to be active in, you know, social media and things. So, you know, yeah, I'll still be out there doing things. So I'm this is going to be a shock to the system, but I'm probably going to have to change my header. I don't know if I can go to Fulton and be at Geese Coach. Yeah. So I don't know if Coach Lower and Coach Coffee might have a name for me or something. I got to try to get creative. So
one of my favorite stories is Tom Hassan when he went to Rock Ridge. He still got an Alito Green Dragon tattoo, I think, on his body. but anyway, it worked.
That's so awesome.
But here, and John Hoshite and I, one of my favorite conversations this school year I had with John Hoshite was with us, and we were talking on Hall of Fame night at Mercer County. And this is the other thing. How I rate Parsons here, all right? So he said, you know, struggled this year in terms of winning and losing. And I know when you coach for a long time, coaches will say it's, you know, the wins, you get the wins, you get the losses. And right. It's about coaching the kids and the relationships after you do it for so long. And the Absolutely. One thing that I've always liked about you, you know, is you got your brains, as I say, beat out a few times this year at Weathersfield. You know, and a lot of people are out there saying, well, yeah, okay, well, this year, yeah, take that. Parsons weighs one all the time. But you still, how I rate you, you still disseminate the information the same way. So if the Geese lose by 30 to whoever, and I don't know if you lost by 30 this year to whoever, we still get the 411 or the intel or the box score on the game from Jeff Parsons. And that's why I want to give you the pat on the back. About that too. I think that's very important that you share that information, even if you say it's, you know, I'm speaking on a down year in terms of winning and losing. But when you coach kids, and I told you that even when you are losing, I watch a lot, and even if teams lose, I say, well, I'm going to look on the sideline. Is that coach coaching? And I saw Parsons. I'm like, that dude's coaching just like his team's 27-2. And I Absolutely. Think that's important because kids get that. Kids see that. So I want to make sure people understand that too. So see, I'm giving you this. And this is the other thing I'll wrap up because I know you're busy. I'm recording this interview and you're at school is for me, you know, it's been a little bit sentimental for me this year because, you know, Coach Hutton, he retired this year. He kind of came in the same time I came in doing this profession. You're one of those guys too. So that makes me a little bit sad that some of these guys are kind of retiring because you always, you know, you're reflective because, you know, when you get to a certain age in this life, you know, the most of your career is kind of behind you, you know, because you have so many years left. And I'm sad that I'm kind of reaching that point in my life that some guys I've worked with for so long, I'll still see, but I don't get to see on a regular basis. Right. So I'm waxing sentimental a little bit today with you.
Yeah, I get it. I understand, man. It's, you know, it's the process. Like I told you earlier, I said, I can't believe that, Coach Anderson at Williamsfield's outlasted me, you know, and because he started coaching when I was in fifth grade and here I am resigning to take a admin position. You talk about all his dedication and things. It's just crazy, you know, but back to that other thing. Yeah. Kids aren't stupid. Some people think kids are stupid. They're not stupid. They're pretty smart. And if you aren't coaching them, like, and I told them that, I said, I am coaching every game. Our staff will coach every game like it's the seventh game of the World Series or the NCAA championship or the NBA Finals game 7. And I said, if we don't do that, we need to step away because that's not fair to the kids. And I tell people all the time, I don't hear it a lot at Weathersfield, but you know, you go to different places and you're like, oh, well, these kids and that kids and education. And I'm like, well, why are you in education if you don't like kids?
Yeah.
If you're not in it for the kids, why are you in it? You know, I mean, that's what it's always been about the kids with me and it always will be. And I mean, that's what we're in, you know? I mean, we're in the kid business. It's pretty simple.
All right. Well, I know, Coach, you're going to, you know, this is just my observation. I like the way RJ Coffey coaches at Fulton, the boys basketball coach. I've seen them and worked with them. And then, of course, I love the way Coach Lower, the football coach, coaches he's got. So you're going to fit in nicely up there, and I know you'll love it in Steamer Land. We're going to miss you in the LTC. That's for sure. And, I'm still gonna, every time that, anniversary rolls around, buddy, I'm always gonna share that corner bank shot that Connor Sharp made against you. So you take that, man.
Hey, you know, I got to meet him and talk to him, when he was assistant baseball coach. I'm going brain dead right now. I can't think about.
Oh, at Elmwood?
Yeah, Elmwood. We was playing him in junior high baseball this fall. And I said, Connor Sharp, I said, oh, buddy, we got to take a picture, you as coach and me as AD, and we're going to post this on Twitter for Jim Taylor so that he can. And I still say that. I say that every time you bring it up. I said, we executed defensively great. We got the ball out of the point guard's hands, and, you know, we weren't going to let the King brothers beat us. And then we knew Sharp could shoot it, but he was in the corner. And I said, we got to contest him. And we did. And when it went up, I'm like, hey, we're going to win. That's going off. And it's him. The backboard went right through the rim. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I look down and Coach Hutton's going absolutely bananas. Yeah. And the whole crowd is crazy. I mean, those nights, and I'll be honest, I probably won't forget that anytime soon. Those going to Mirko, man, it's something. It's quite a rivalry that's really developed over the years, and it's a great game. So yeah. Look forward to it.
Yeah, I was going bananas that night too. All right, Coach, congratulations. I know we'll see you down the road, man. I just want to, like I said, pat you on the back and give you the deserving recognition for all the support and the positive publicity you've given to the LTC. So thank you very much.
Hey, you bet. I appreciate it. And everything you do for high school sports is amazing. And I appreciate everything you do, buddy.
All right. We'll see Jeff Parsons up in Whiteside County off the Field Along Route 84 at Fulton High School. More coming up on WRMJ.